We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin Siv Ches. Beyond Tvarishin, Ein Yotz Melula V'Shar Minim Shulam. On the first day of Sukkos, we can't be Yotz with Dal Minim that I just borrowed. Atzrich of Shiyu Shaloi Mamish. They have to belong to the person who's using them. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, L'kat L'chem B'yayim Rish V'dashinan L'chem Mishalachem. It has to belong to you. L'haitz is a show of something which was just borrowed. And that's why it's appropriate that when one buys the Shari Tshuva, quoting the Machna Frame, Dal Minim, he pay before Sukkos, not wait for after Sukkos. And we who live in Chutz Laretz, that we keep 2 days of Yontif, Gam Yontif Sheni, and the second day Yontif, Eim Avarch Malav. We should not make a bracha on Dal Minim we don't own. If somebody gives you a gift with the intention that I'm going to give it back, that's considered that it becomes the recipient's for Yaitzabahem. But he has to actually give it back. And even if the recipient says, well, I'll pay for it, that is not going to be satisfactory. The matanam nas lachser is that he's giving it as a gift and he's going to get it back. If somebody gives somebody else his dal minim to be yaitza, mach shekel amalei beferish, the halacha views it as if he's explicitly telling him shenoyson lebe matana manas lahachser. He's giving it to him with the intention of giving it back. Emein ish bebeisoi, but if the husband's not home, v'ish writes litn lach latzpem, and the wife is home and she wants to give it from matana manas lahachser, taya b'omdom das abal. We have to estimate. What would a husband do? Imhugav or Kapitalov, if he would be happy to let somebody else be yaitz with the mitzvah or not. When somebody gives the aluminium atonim anas lachser, it's appropriate that it should be clearly verbalized that it's being given from atonim anas lachser. The person who is receiving it should pick it up three tefachim or one tefach to show, to make a ma'aseh kinyan. And there are those that say that first it should be picked up. The recipient should pick it up for Maisa Kinyan, then put it down, and then pick it up again to do the proper Netilas Lulav. So if that's Shutvim Shkonam Esri Shar Minim, if two people bought, or more than two people bought an Esri Gdal Minim in partnership, Mistama Dadadach Kanum, we could assume that their intention was the Bishras. Their understanding was that each one will take the dalminim, the other ones are giving him ownership. And again, here too, it's appropriate they should verbalize it. Similarly, if one of the dalminim grow in a property that's owned by a number of people, so the person, even though he's one of the owners of that property, should get permission from all the other owners, neighbors, etc., to be able to take the dal minim in order to be yoytze the mitzvah. Well, kain aminik shakol kanim esrig. The minik then was that the community bought an esrig with kol akol yoytzemban. Everybody was yoytze with that esrig. However, v'chomish yadim esagas, whoever could afford mechuyev lost it to my esrig should buy his own esrig. There are too many questions, A, that come up with Matanam Nas Lachser. And also, if you're going to use your Esrig with Matanam Nas Lachser, you're going to have an issue that you're not going to be able to have an Esrig all the time you need it by Howl, by Ashanis. Vim Kazam Mutalatsis Besrig Shal Yachid, Ashaloi Kola Minim Adorim. Let's say you have your own Esrig, but somebody else has his own Esrig, which is really a beautiful Esrig, which is perfectly fine. So now you have a choice. Should you use the esrig that you own yourself, but it's not as nice as the esrig that's owned by this other person, or should you use his other, or should you use that person's esrig? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says to use the other person's. Many paiskim, the Mabit, the Chaya Adam, Mishta Brura, all suggest you should preferably use your own esrig. But even though you're using your own esrig, there many have the meaning that afterwards, when they see somebody has a beautiful esrog, they shake that esrog, that lulav, to be certain that he's being mekayim the mitzvah. B'yom Rishon, the first day of Sukkos, lo yitn l'ktanim lita lulav esrog. You should not have your children take your dalaminim ad lachshit lo gedolim, until the gedolim first take theirs. Ka'katan koina, because the katan could take ownership. However, in a makna, he can't transfer ownership in a Torah. So if he's going to be given ownership of that esrog, there's no way for you to get back that esrog, that it should really be yours halachically. This is going to be understandable in Eretz Yisrael, where, as we learned earlier, the mitzvah of Lochem is only on the first day of Yontif. But in Chutz Laretz, or anybody who keeps 2 days Yontif, so we have that for 2 days. There, the Prima Gadim says certainly one should preferably buy his children their own dalaminim and not give it to them and have a problem how they're going to get it back. If it's not possible, you can make a tanai and say, if today is Yontif and tomorrow is not, so I could do a Mnas Lachzer. And if today is not Yontif, then I'm giving it to him a gift, but I don't mean to give it to him as a gift. There's no point in this whole exercise because there's no dalaminim, it's not yet Sukkos. Sif, Yurav, all of Yontif after Musav, that's the minig of the Ashkenazim. The minig of Ari, Nusuch Sfard, is after Halal. Noagim Lala Sevitar Al-Bila, we put a Sevitar Barabima, and we leave the Aron Kodesh open ad la'ach amir Shoshanas until we finish saying Shoshanas. She'oz machzir and sefetar, then we put back the sefetar in the Aron. The komishesh loy esrog v'lulav, anybody who has an esrog v'lulav, makav sabima shalah sefetar, should go around the bima that the sefetar is on it. B'shas amir Shoshanas, when the amir and the shanas being said. B'chol yoyim makifim pamachas, every day we go around the bima once. Obiyam Mishvini Shushan Rabbah, in the seventh day of Sukkot, which is Shushan Rabbah, might see and call Sifrei Torah. We take out all the Sifrei Torah from the Oren. Or Malonais El Abima, we put it on the Bima, or Makif and Sheva Pamim, and we circle the Bima 7 times. Zeichel and Migdash. Shabachal Yomai Makif and Smegibezbech Pamachas. Every day they went around once. Obiyam Mishvini, they went around Sheva Pamim 7 times. A shul that doesn't have a Sefer Torah, most are of this opinion that we don't make hakafis. Some suggest that you could put a sefer Tanakh on the bima and do hakafis. And the same question comes up if you're doing it at home, you're saying a shanas at home, should you go around the table with putting a sefer around it or not? And this is Zeichel HaMikdash. Shebechol Yomai Makifin Mizbeach Pamachas. In the base of Migdash, every day of Sukkot, they went around the Mizbeach once. V'yom Shvi, they went around Sheva Pamim. HaKovet Tzrichas Liyos L'tzad Yamin. The HaKovet should always be going towards the right. L'fish HaSevetar Al-Abima. V'chol HaTzib HaTzrich L'ak P'neim Klapi Sevetar. Everybody's facing the Sevetar Shalabima. Kolim Shia Tzchil L'ak before they go around. V'oz HaVetzof in Yom Shalom. Then the north is your right. The Kei Makif and Derek Tzofim will go towards the north. If somebody has Baruch Hashem Dalaminim and he still doesn't go Akafis, Rawais is doing something very bad. And it's appropriate, the Bekuri Yaakov says, to do a full circle around the Bima. Mektas Mekayimis, Noagim B'Shana Rabbah Simchas Torah. Some places on Hashanah Rabbah Simchas Torah, after they took out all the Sefer for Torah from Aron Kodesh, we put inside a lit candle. When there's no Torah, we need to have a different candle. It's not a good minig. We should be mevatel that minig. We shouldn't put anything into Aron Kodesh, even temporarily. Sif Yudbeis, B'Shabbos Eimakifim. On Shabbos, we don't go around the Bima by when we do Hashanahs. Shagam B'Migdash Lo Eimakifim. In the base of Migdash, they didn't go around on Shabbos either. And that's why we don't bring a Sefer Torah on the Bima. Al Paiskas Aron Kodesh. We open up the Aron Kodesh. Ad Lachamir Shoshanas. And that's the way the Hoshanas is said. If everybody has a lulav and esrig, so then what do we do with somebody holding that the Sefer Torah during the Hakafas around by Hashanah Rabbah? What they should do is one person, the people should take turns, that everybody should get a turn to hold the Sefer Torah, that the Sefer Torah, at least one Sefer Torah is being held, but everybody also wants to do Hakafas, so everybody should do a little, everybody should do both. Sif Yud Gimel Mishar Le Avol. If somebody, unfortunately, is an Avol, became Avol Kol Shnei Masech Chodesh, somebody who's an Avol during the year, Alav Avimai on his parent, Noigim She'ein Me'akif. The minig is that they don't do Hakafas by Shanas. V'yeshtar L'chabi B'esrug L'lulav Shaloi. And therefore, this person who's an Avol has his own Esrug and Lulav, he should give it to somebody else, Mishain Lo Yishar Yaakov Hu. If somebody is an Avol, not on a parent, even though it's during the Shloshim, it's a Machloikis, the different Menhagim, if he could do Hakafis. If it's a leap year, and 12 months from the Patir of a parent has passed, even though it's not yet the yard site, because the yard site is only going to be in a month, at the 13th month, it doesn't make a difference. It's already 12 months have passed, and he's not considered an Avol, and he could do Hakafis with the Sefer Torah by Hoshanas.